In cybersecurity, competitors in a given industry can find common ground. That's why the Homeland Security Department has been working for years to encourage industries to share threat data. With a planned database, DHS aims to help cybersecurity insurers provide products that would-be customers can afford and yet provide the coverage they need. For his work on this plan, Matt Chabot, Director of Performance Management at DHS, is a finalist in this year's Government Information Security Leadership Awards, sponsored by ISC Squared. He joins me now in studio. Matt, good to have you in.
Nice to be here. Thanks, Tom.
So tell us about this project. It's a planned database, so nothing is quite there yet. What is it, and what would it do, and where would it live?
Sure. The department started looking at cyber insurance in 2012. At the time, the idea was maybe we could use the insurance market to drive better cybersecurity practices. My predecessor on this project held a number of public working groups, and they very quickly came to the conclusion that the market wasn't even mature enough to support analysis of that hypothesis. And as a result, they decided to move on from that. A number of insurers recommended that the department look at standing up some sort of repository for incidents. At that time, we stood up a working group, the Cyber Incident Data and Analysis Working Group, and a number of the members suggested it wouldn't really work out well if the government owned or operated this. So the idea is to stand up a repository for cyber incidents. It wouldn't be owned or operated by DHS or anyone else in government, but access would be there for those who want to contribute voluntarily, of course, and access would be available for those who want to benchmark themselves against data in the repository. Ideally, down the road, it would provide actuarially relevant data for the insurers, but that may not be the case. Our hope is in the short term, though, that it would provide better risk management practices and allow firms to better understand their risk in the context of others.
It seems like every week another cybersecurity firm is coming out with an annual report on threats and incidents. Doesn't all this information exist already?
Our sense is it does exist in pockets in various places. The one thing that we hope this repository offers that others don't is a combination of data points. We spent really 2 years as a working group looking at various data points, held a public session to get feedback on the data points, and have spent the last year revising those points. And the one thing that's often missing from repositories is the combination of risk posture or security posture alongside the cost of an incident, the impact of an incident, the severity of the incident. And it's really the ability to marry those two things together that we hope this repository offers.
So it puts context to incidents.
Absolutely, absolutely. The data points we're looking at include contextual information about individual submitters. The idea is that it would be anonymized, but we do want enough information to understand sector, relative size of firms. Do they have incident response plans? Do they have communications plans? Do they exercise those plans? Do they have personnel who are dedicated to security? Do they report to senior leadership, whether board of directors or someone else in the C-suite? And then on the other side, with respect to an individual incident, what was the attack vector? What did they do to mitigate? What was the severity? What was the impact? What was the cost?
Sounds like that really would encourage people to up their game in a lot of areas.
Well, the hope is that at the very least, an individual company could benchmark itself against those who've contributed. Obviously, this is all about risk management, and that's really why the department's interested in this. You know, we've been encouraging adoption of the cybersecurity framework, but when it comes to risk management, you have to understand your risk, decide what risk you're going to avoid, what risk you're willing to accept, what risk you want to buy down with security investments, what risk you're going to buy down through resilience or consequence management investments. And then you have this residual risk. And in our world, we usually transfer that through contract or through insurance. But if the insurance market isn't mature enough, we're not leaving the private sector and, frankly, some government organizations that also insure with that risk transfer option. And that's what we're hoping to drive to. But in the meantime, let's better understand our risk.
We're speaking with Matt Chabot. He's Director of Performance Management at Homeland Security's National Protection and Programs Directorate and a finalist in this year's Government Information Security Leadership Awards. And tell us more about how you were able to, according to your write-up of your accomplishment, get over 200 CISOs, Chief Information Security Officers, vendors, insurance companies, academics even, all together to even talk about this together. That sounds like herding cats.
It was, you know, we've been told it's the first time that we got a couple of these populations in the room together. Rarely did insurers, in particular the underwriters, have an opportunity to meet with chief information security officers. So that by itself, you know, sort of shows what government can do in terms of being, you know, the ultimate convener.
Interesting, because each one of those groups can really bite the other one without knowing it, and now they're finally together.
Yeah, well, and absolutely, they do have quite a few goals in common, especially when it does come to understanding risk. So we held a series of public sessions starting in late 2012, 2013. We've actually on our website put out the readouts of all of those sessions. And that was really originally to look at the status of the insurance market. And we then pivoted to look at this repository concept. I don't want to say we left insurance behind. We do still have a number of insurers who participate and have provided input on the data points. But we did continue to look at company CISOs, chief risk officers. We're trying to now sort of branch into the general counsel within companies, because obviously sharing into a repository like this is going to require some legal interpretation and guidance from within a firm.
You said the repository would not be housed at Homeland Security. Is there any sense of where it might be housed? It almost sounds like you're developing a model similar to the electric cooperatives that have their own nonprofit kind of glue organizations where they can share data and make sure that reliability is upheld.
Yeah, that's correct. The working group was fairly adamant that they didn't see this succeeding if it was owned and operated by government. We haven't really decided where it would be housed. What we want to do is begin with a proof of concept, and that's something that the department could host, although we are looking at a variety of options there. Based on what we learned from the proof of concept, because we want to really use that to test it out, we want to put synthetic data into the repository through the proof of concept, look at algorithms around anonymization to make sure that statistically there's enough information being contributed that you couldn't identify a particular submitter, make sure the technology around anonymization that we're using works. We want to put in security controls as well. But then take the data to various user groups and say, is this fit for your use, right? You're a CISO. Could you see value in this? You're a chief risk officer, an insurer, others. So, you know, that's sort of what we see happening in the near term. And then where it winds up is largely, I think, it'd be based on the feedback from that proof of concept, which populations see value. We do know that there are a number of participants in the working group who have taken it and are sort of looking at maybe doing their own repositories. And we're encouraging that. What we hope they'll do is at least use the data points or some of them and provide feedback to the working group. But where it lands is at this point, sort of up in the air. I mean, we're sort of excited to see where it goes, but we definitely want it up and running because there are a lot of those questions that we want to start answering.
Is the prototype built or architected yet? What's the status of it right now?
So the data points have been laid out, the requirements for sort of what it would look like, what it requires in terms of security controls and the like are being developed now. Last year, we put out through a Federal Register notice an opportunity for the public to comment on a series of white papers. We're going to be putting out another Federal Register notice with the refined data points for comment while we're continuing to work on identifying a good home for the proof of concept.
And do you have a timeline for this, when it would be up and running?
Sooner the better. We do have a lot of questions we want to answer with it. Ideally, we'd like to have the proof of concept up and running within the next few months.
Because this sounds like something of real importance to industry, given all of the big data breaches of the last few years and the consequences they've had for those companies.
Absolutely. There's, you know, the question here is it's one thing when you have your large data breaches, but the hope is that this repository will allow us to bring a sampling in across different types of breaches. And what's large to one entity may be relatively small for another, but we do want to start to get that stratification of incidents.
Matt Chabot is Director of Performance Management at the Homeland Security's National Protection and Programs Directorate, and he's a finalist in this year's Government Information Security Leadership Awards, the GISLAs. Find a link to this interview at federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive.